All right, we're just waiting on. I think the chef is here. I know he's having a little trouble getting in. It's sort of crazy and busy out there.
He's cooking something up for us.
He's cooking something up. But I wanted to talk to him about his new restaurant opening in the West Loop. And also, he's going to make an appearance at the Green City Market at the Chef Barbecue on July 18th. So that's just a couple of days away. It is Chef Paul Verrant from V Restaurant, Vistro, and Gaijin. I think I'm saying it wrong. It's the coolest thing ever. It's a Japanese restaurant, and it means have it your way griddled. So it's okonomi, have it your way, and yaki is griddled, and that means savory Japanese pancake griddled and customizable with everything from cabbage, noodles, veggies, pork, shrimp, fried eggs, dancing bonito flakes, plus lots of tasty toppings. Doesn't that sound great?
That sounds amazing.
It's supposed to be opening this summer in the West Loop, and hopefully he can make it in here in the next, 10 minutes so we can actually talk to him a little bit about the new restaurant. I mean, this guy is literally, I love him because he's a canner, and his book is called The Preservation Kitchen.
And yeah, you can too.
I do. Well, I only...
You surprised me yesterday by telling me that you actually do it. I was like, what?
I brought some blueberry lime jam. It's my mother, Barbara Jane's, her secret family recipe. And I sat her down. I've told this story before, but I sat her down and she was getting really old, wasn't making it anymore. She taught my friend Tammy how to make it. And I said, Mom, you got to show me how to do that. Everything out. The blueberries are ready. And I sat her down with her and I go, Mom, what do we do? And she goes, I don't remember. And I was like, oh no. So we got through it. I wrote down the recipe. I've made it every single summer now for the last 7 years. I make 90 half pint jars. I know. I make a lot of it. I brought some for you, Vivian, to taste.
Oh, I can't wait.
Then I brought some for you to bring home. But the secret in that is the lime. I always get a little nervous about the water bath processing of the jars. And I get nervous about how long can I store them? Because I make them in June. So that's blueberry season. And I usually give them out around Christmas and the holiday time. Uh-huh. My family expects it at this point.
Yeah.
My hairdresser's husband is like, where's the jam? And I wanted to kind of venture out into doing pickles and tomatoes. And I wanted to venture out into doing, what's the other thing I love? Tomatoes, pickles. I can't remember the other thing I want to make. Oh, strawberry jam.
Strawberry jam. That sounds so good.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a lost art or a lost talent or skill, but I think it's something that we should bring back. And it's hard to find somebody who you can call. So I was hoping that Chef Paul could get in here and help us out. The book is called The Preservation Kitchen, and it just gives you all the tips and techniques and recipes and menus, that you can do to make your own, do your own canning. So if anyone out there has any questions for Chef Paul, we are going to be breaking pretty soon to do that White Sox pregame, but I'll have him in here in the studio for maybe 7 minutes. Our text line is 312-981-7200. You can certainly call us as well if you are a canner or you like to make preserves or you have questions for the expert and you don't want to buy the book. You just want to ask him the questions, but he can answer everything you have. He's got a really cool... it's called the Jar Sessions. So if you don't want to make your own jams and preserves, he does it for you. It's a line of pickled preserved products, and he uses all local ingredients, and then he brings them to you, and you can buy the Jar Sessions. I know when I get a gift of something that's preserved or handmade, it always makes me so happy. We have a friend of ours that lives in Miami, and he did some barbecue rub, and it had some spice in it and some really cool stuff. So I always love getting the gift, and Chef is in. So let's put those headphones on right there. Hi, Chef. Let me get your microphone on. Are you there?
I sure am.
Oh, are you? Whoa, let me see. There you go. Are you there, Chef?
Yes.
Oh, good. God, have a seat.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having
What's
me.
Going on? Well, I've been like singing your praises. I know. Isn't this great?
This is quite a view.
Thank you for coming in. I'm sorry you had trouble with all that traffic out there.
I apologize.
No,
I apologize.
You're fine.
It's good to be here. It's super awesome to be here.
We did a segment on Living Healthy Chicago. And
yes.
We cooked in your kitchen.
Yep.
And then I haven't talked to you for years and years and years. And I was looking for a canning expert. And I remember that you did all the canning. And I said, what's he up to? And I'm like, oh my gosh, he's opening a new restaurant. I can't pronounce it.
It's called Gaijin.
Gaijin
is the new concept. Yeah, I got a lot of exciting stuff going on right now.
Let's get it out. How much time do we have, Vivian?
We have 9 minutes.
Oh, great. 9 minutes is an eternity. Okay, so tell me about Gaijin.
All right, it's Gaijin.
Gaijin.
So close enough, Jane.
It's like guy and Jean.
It's a Japanese word for foreigner.
It's not
a derogatory term. It just means you're not Japanese.
Okay.
So we're doing, myself and my partner Lance are doing a very Japanese concept. So you have a black guy and a white guy. Doing something very Japanese, so hence the name Gaijin.
Right. You're not Japanese.
So we're opening up a okonomiyaki restaurant. Another difficult word to say.
I have it all written down. I was, before you were trying to get up here, I was trying to pronounce it and say it. I can't do this.
So I think if we break it down, it'll be a little easier to say. So it's okonomi.
Okonomi.
Which means have it your way.
Uh-huh.
And yaki is griddled. So okonomiyaki.
Okonomiyaki.
So it's this.
At the Gaijin.
Yeah, so it's this customizable savory cabbage pancake. So you can add a lot of different things to it, different proteins, different noodles. That's all cooked on a griddle, hence the yaki, okonomiyaki.
And this is opening in the West Loop.
Yes.
Is it open yet?
Not yet.
It's you're teasing me because I know it's happening soon.
We're right at 950 West Lake Street, uh-huh. So right at the corner of Lake and Morgan, underneath the Green Line L stop right there. Probably end of September.
Okay.
Hopefully.
That's great.
It looks like our construction, which we're deep in right now, probably another 5 or 6 weeks. So all kinds of, but something completely different for me. It's been a real inspiring path. So my wife studied Japanese when she was in college.
This is
kind of her concept.
Okay.
When we first started dating, she introduced me to okonomiyaki, which I'd never heard of.
But you've known this for a long time.
Yeah. It's become part of, my kids who are, my boys are now 15 and 17, have had it ever since they were kids.
And if you've never had it, this is the place to experience it and try it.
Yeah, there's a handful of great spots in the city that have it on the menu. There's Japanese izakayas that will have okonomiyaki on the menu. But what's sort of unique about what we're doing, like you see over there, it's all about the okonomiyaki. So it's going to have, there's two different styles of okonomiyaki. There's the Osaka style and the Hiroshima style. So we're going to offer both styles. There's going to be a customizability. Is that a word?
Customizable. So. Yeah, sure.
We just made it a word.
Right. It's fine.
Option. But so we're going to showcase all the different styles, and we're going to even put in some of the other sort of grassroots types called like negiyaki, which is 100% scallions.
Oh,
so some really cool stuff.
That's great. So and it's in the best up and coming bustling area in the city, which is the West Loop.
Right. Yep.
And you still have your other restaurants in Hinsdale and Western Springs.
Yeah. So that's the other. So V, which is my flagship.
Yeah.
That opened in 2004. You know, we're going on 15 years next.
Amazing.
Next month.
Yeah.
In the next 3 weeks. So we're doing a big anniversary week menu there. And then my other restaurant, Vistro, which is in Hinsdale, is going on 5 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's relatively new. So everything starts with a V because your last name, Marant.
Except for Gaijin.
Starts with a G for
starts
guy.
Starts with a G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our time is limited. I really want to talk about canning. I brought some of my blueberry lime jam there.
Can I have some of this stuff?
I want you to taste it.
I want to have some of this stuff.
Yeah, I set it up.
So this is a jam you made all yourself.
I made this all myself. I'm a one-trick pony. This is all I can do. I'd like to be able to make more, but I really wanted to talk to you and ask about, well, first of all, what do you think? And then what do you think of, is canning and preserving a lost art, or are people still doing it?
So Is there lime zest in there, or a combination of the juice and the zest?
It's a combo of juice and zest.
It's very nice.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not too sweet, which is, I think, that's important, because a lot of jams are like really sweet, right? I mean, you want to focus on the fruit, so you get the nice flavor of the blueberry, and then there's a nice little acid balance with the lime. But I think when you use the zest, that's important because you get some of the floral, fragrant notes, you know.
Thanks.
So it's not just that sharp acid note just from the juice.
Well, this is
it's
some
tasty.
Thank you. I like make 90 half pint jars every year in the summertime. But I want to talk about tips and tricks. If somebody wanted to, I worry about the water bath. I worry about the sterilization process. I mean, is this things we should worry about?
Well, so, you know, I don't think it's a lost art. I think, you know, more and more people are getting into artisanal things, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I'd like to think that as a board member at the Green City Market, I'd like to think that more people are shopping for local food and hopefully cooking more. I mean, there's a lot of great restaurants out there. So, like, you know, food in general, I think in the United States has really improved over the years. So there's amazing access to things, you know. So it's easier. You know, it's easier to access things, and it's easier to find information on how to do things. So, I'd like to think people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as like really getting into it and creating a product that is shelf stable,
right?
That's where, you know, like where you want, if you want to leave your beautiful jars out at room temperature, then that's where you got to get into the pasteurizing and the water bath processing.
Well, so these that you had are water bath process. So I seal them up, and they have jars nowadays that you buy that seal it, and you know that it's sealed, and they can be shelf stable for a year.
After you process them in the water bath.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's not that complicated. I mean, think about, you know, how are we doing on time?
We got to wrap it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too complicated. But the other thing, too, is you can make these jams, you can make these quick pickles and things like that, and cool them down and put them in the fridge. And they're going to last for months.
And they're so delicious. You know? I always say this. When it's January and I'm eating fresh blueberry jam, I'm the happiest girl ever. We have like 50 seconds.
Okay, because I brought my pastry team at V brought you some hazelnut cake pops.
Oh, I'm going to eat those.
That's right. I just said that.
Hazelnut cake pops, my favorite thing.
With caramelized milk chocolate on the exterior.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
I think it'll be nice to dip into your jam.
Oh, we're going to do that when we go off the air. Yeah. Everyone else can play baseball, and we're going to talk about jam. Tell us where people can find you, where they can find your book. And how and when? Well, we talked about the restaurant, but
yeah. So hopefully the new restaurant's going to be opening up in September in the West Loop. V is in Western Springs. Dinner only Tuesday through Saturday, and Vistro's in Hinsdale. And we do lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. My book, The Preservation Kitchen, all about canning and sort of what to do with it. You can find that on Amazon. You can find it at the restaurants.
What about Jar Sessions?
Jar Sessions. Thank you for mentioning that, which is a line of products that I have. You can buy those at PQM, at Standard Market, at the restaurants. You can go onto that website as well and buy them. So all kinds of options.
I mean,
I'll be at the Green City Market Barbecue with my two chefs, Eddie and Dan, this week. Representing all three of the restaurants.
So if we want to follow up, we have questions. Yeah. So Green City Market, Chef Barbecue, that's in the West Loop.
Yeah, the barbecue's in Lincoln Park this week on Thursday.
Oh, perfect.
July 18th. Big event.
Awesome. Hey, Chef Paul Varant, thank you so much for braving the traffic, coming in, spending a little bit of time for us. I can't wait to try those hazelnut donut pop, whatever they are.
Yeah. Cake
You're
pops.
The best.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me today. We're going to toss this over to the White Sox pregame with Mark Harmon. It's 720 WGN.